You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, and hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Welcome to Tuesday's edition of Radio. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and something very troubling, I think. I think it's the idea that's troubling, and maybe the idea confirms some of your sentiments, your hidden thoughts, your gut feeling. We'll talk about that. I think we can do that for 30 minutes. And then we have to segue to a divorce series this afternoon. And I think that we should all discuss why some people have decided not to be married. Well, yeah, it's a decision that some people have made. And many things, I believe, cause people to change an opinion, flip a desire, many things, recondition people, re-educate people, or maybe in some cases, some people become a little bit more aware as to what life means to them, and as such, make the rules as they go. And maybe here they are choosing, nah, I'm not gonna be married. Now, I've heard it before, and the people I've asked why they arrive or how they arrive at that conclusion have told me different things. I'm not sure I'm properly convinced as to the reasons given. I'm not sure whether they really even believe what they say. I think everybody wants convenience. At least I would say that's the conclusion drawn from every tale, opinion thrown in my hearing. I think everybody just wants a level of comfort or security. And as such, they kind of choose between the devil and a hard place. And many times it's not even a devil. It's just the fact that you're not sure. And it's quite terrible to not be sure and then make a decision on that. You know, it's like, well, you're not sure about something. And for fear of not being sure and probably finding out only if you get yourself into it or involved with it, many people just choose to tap out. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. It's like, why? It's like, well, these days, then they come up with theories. And so today on Open Thought, we'll talk about that. But first, I read that elections may not hold because of what might be regarded as, well, I think there's some truth to that, right? There's even what I think we should discuss tomorrow on radio, which is this insecurity thing that has been a conversation since I think I started working here. And insecurity has been a problem before, you know, I joined Nigeria Info. And we're not sure whether we're dealing with or whether we're approaching a resolve. We just know we wake up and we have to pray that one bad news is not headlined in one of your dailies or maybe on radio. Now, the kidnappers are demanding 620 million naira. Okay, so we need to even consider the sensibility behind the ransom. 620 million naira to let go of over 30 people that have been kidnapped. And one begins to wonder, the kidnappers, what is their thinking? I want to believe that they are Nigerian enough to know how hard things are. But yes, maybe that's the game. The game is not emotional, it's not sentimental, it's not considerate. You're not dealing with humans. Actually, you're dealing with people whose souls have died inside. And they're asking people whom they've kidnapped. These are not billionaires they've kidnapped. These are ordinary citizens trying to make bread every day. Demanding 620 million Nigerian naira. Okay, so there's that. And then as a result of that and many other instances where insecurity has been the bane of that society. I think it's our society we're talking about, right? But it's just that sometimes it happens in other states. I mean, maybe there are even some that happens here. Abuja, Edo, Kaduna, everywhere. Zamfara, it's happening. Yeah? Now, INEC is saying, well, we would love to really give you credible elections, but our fears are if this insecurity thing persists, we may not be able to give you credible elections. In fact, elections may be postponed. So I want to just pick your brains on what you think. And I think many of you at this point probably have echoed, oh, I know, because we thought that. I've heard some people say elections won't hold. And we have tried to say, well, don't be such a pessimist. Don't assume the worst in a situation where everyone is hopeful for the best outcome. So on Nigeria Info, it's Open Thought Tuesday. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. It's been rumored that kidnapping is a very lucrative business. Some even say it's an industry. Some have charged the government with responsibility, and some even say it's a lack thereof, because maybe if the government were a little bit more serious with these kinds of issues, we wouldn't have to wake up to it every God-given day. So if what we can do is talk, well, here we are. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Come to go ASPY. Why, Oma? Shout out to all the Orthodox media in Nigeria. Don't mind Francisco Yamujari. Sister, I don't believe INEC. I don't support what they're saying. There was insecurity in 2011. There was insecurity in 2015 election. There was insecurity in 2019 election. And see, they don't have any option to tell us, say, they will postpone this. Are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
And see, keep that. Everybody will bring all this Boko Haram and all these kidnappers from all the West African Boko Haram. Let them go and settle their mountain. Let them go and settle their mountain and leave my justice alone. Let them leave my justice alone. And I'm not sure to conduct it. I don't want to hear that woman talk about it all. Because if you keep postponing it, now so they will keep bringing Boko Haram to kidnap my brothers. So they don't have any talk. They don't have any emotion.
Thank you.
It was like this 2015. They promised us that it could end in December.
All right.
Now, they promised us yesterday. It's going to tell us that it will end before election. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate you on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. Turn off the volume of your radio sets. Thank you very much. I want to know what you think about the possibility that we may have to postpone elections.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Afternoon,
my name
to
is Michael. This is my first time to call Nigeria Info.
Fantastic. It pleases me to have you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my good listener.
Oh, thank you very much for listening. We do appreciate that.
All right. What I really see from this election is that they want to try to rig this election, but I don't think that is going to work, because every Nigerians are looking. They are watching. They see what this ABC government have tried to do. But I want to take this opportunity to tell all Nigerians to go out here and get their PVC so that they can be able to vote.
Have you considered the perspective of INEC, which is necessary to find out whether it's actually it holds water, what they say, where they stand, why they stand where they stand?
Hey, why I'm saying that is that 2015, we also have a security. 2019, the same thing. So I don't think that 2023 is going to be exception that the security, this and this, because they promised Nigeria that they are going to give Nigeria free and fair election. So Nigeria is expecting from them.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. You're on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. Welcome. I'm trying to feel your pulse as to this new, according to how it's rendered, fresh fears by INEC. Fresh fears by INEC. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, I can call you for my gig.
Thank you.
Joy. Mm-hmm. Don't let anything surprise you when it comes to the issue of Nigeria. Anything can happen as far as Nigeria is concerned.
Oh.
I won't be surprised if they will postpone the election. I won't be surprised if they will cancel the election. So, Joy, in Nigeria, everything is possible. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Well, thank you. And to you, too. Well, that was easy. I think you've resolved in your mind that it can be good and it can be bad, as long as it's Nigeria. Come with an open heart. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. My name's Joyce. What's yours?
Hello.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Yeah, Mike from Ibejulaki.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
First time caller.
Welcome. First time caller. I do appreciate.
Thank you. You see, what INEC is saying, for me, it is not possible because, like other callers have said, every time we have this insecurity, And now, if they observe or if they say they want to postpone it now, we have more than a month. Whatever they want to do, by the time they postpone it, they should do it now before 25th of February.
All right.
Yes. Whatever they want to do when they postpone, they should do it now because we have more than a month plus. So they should do it now instead of waiting till 25th. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. If you have just tuned in, welcome to the show. Well, of course, off the backs of the recent development in Edo State, news has it that 6 people have been rescued. That's 6 out of 31. So this is progress, but maybe not good enough, given that we shouldn't be in a country where you can't find your brother the next hour. And then eventually when you hear from him, he's told to bring his soul as a price. The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's yours? Remember the volume of your radio set. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. Good afternoon. Make it back. Good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, Maruka from First Talk.
Fantastic.
A lot of people have said election must go on. But it's also important to recognize that those children, our children, like the ops members that will work in various polling stations are also human beings, that if they receive a bullet, they will die. That's what that's on one side. And on that side, I don't think it's okay for INEC to glorify the fact that, hey, if this continues, we will not hold an election. I think it's better if they remain defiant. Election will hold.
Why do you suppose that this position of theirs is kind of glorifies the situation? Why do you think that they validate it by maybe appearing to not be ready or maybe appearing to not conduct elections?
In the East, Samuel Eba and his boys have been saying, counting down every day, and they are targeting the election. And they declared about 7 days sit at home to test, run they're in something. And a lot of people, by force, you know, fear of fear, complied. Mm-hmm. So they are targeting. So when you say, hey, if this continues, we're not going to win the election, what it means is that someone ever becomes bolder.
Hey,
we are sending a message and they're receiving it. So let's keep pressuring up. But if you remain defiant, no matter what you do, we're going to hold an election. No matter, we provide security, we're going to hold that election.
You're sampling two perspectives here. And from your ends of that spectrum, you're saying, well, we should consider the safety of those who, of course, would help manage or conduct elections. In the same breath, you're saying, let's not yield to threats.
That's what is done every year, silently. Silently, you study, but don't say it. Even if it comes to the point where we need to postpone, we'll postpone. But don't just say ahead of time.
But how do you say don't say it? He owes 200 million Nigerians feedback. It's not how do you expect him not to say it? What, are we supposed to read his mind? The same you who have accused the president for not speaking is the one who now saying INEC should not say it. Really?
No. The way I see it is that if INEC is afraid to conduct the election, the other people are already winning.
Maybe it's not fear. Maybe it's concern. And you also pointed it out. You say it's safety. You say, well, the people who are going to manage these elections for us, who are going to pretty much, like, I think you mean INEC staff, right? You say they're other people's children. But here you're making two arguments, and I'm not even sure which one want us to hold on to.
What I'm saying is that security is important. Election must not go on if those safety of those people are not assured.
Isn't that exactly what INEC is saying?
I'm saying for INEC, coming out boldly, the body organizing the election, coming, if this continues, we're not going to hold the election. Then the bandits will continue doing what they're doing.
Okay, I guess you have a point.
They know they are succeeding.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So you lie low, study the situation, and see if it can go on or not. This is not the first election.
We don't even have all the luxury of time in the world. Elections is next month, right?
Yeah, of course.
So lie low and study the situation. You don't think we're close enough?
I believe if DSS is doing its job by now, they should be they should be submitting some security, unless maybe the DSS is saying is advising them to go to town with the news that hey, it continues. But I don't think it's positive.
Thank you. Negative
mentality.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. You're on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. What's your name? Hello.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
God bless your soul and your good spirit.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. It's good to have you here. What's your name?
I'm Ogo from Ikoko.
Okay.
Choice, sincerely, this thing is telling me, this topic is annoying me, not even telling me. So, if they don't do the election, well, since Buhari and his government entered, there have always been insecurity. So if they cancel the election, there will not be insecurity again, or what?
No, that's not how to approach
to
it.
In this government.
Okay. So
or they want the military to take over. They should just say it.
Okay,
because
but have you considered
losing? That's why they want to. They want to rig this election. I've said it from onset. That from the way things are going, these INEC people will find excuse for this election not to hold.
Let me ask
this
you,
is
there any credibility to the concern? Have you interrogated the concern and do you find any sensibility to it?
No. It's not. I don't see any sense.
You don't think that there is enough threat to cause a postponement?
Okay, if
or to warrant a postponement.
Will they stop the insecurity? For 8 years, they didn't stop it. The postponement, but that they will postpone it for 2 months or 3 months. That's the short time. Joyce, there's an Igbo adage. They said maybe somebody has an ailment, and they said he should not eat this and he should not eat that. And when he stopped it, the ailment didn't stop. So he now started eating it and said whether he eat it or he did not eat it, he will still die. So let him eat it and die. Let them hold this election.
All right.
There's always... don't we have war? Are people not dying? So let them just hold it. Let the people that will die that day, and then let the new person come and correct everything. If they hold it, people are dying. If they don't hold it, people are dying. So let them just hold it.
Thank you.
Let the election hold.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate the sunny side. Welcome to the show. Well, let's talk. Hi.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
This is Craig.
Good. Go ahead.
Since the INEC man made that statement, the security agents, the special speakers, I mean those who speak on behalf of the president, if you hear them say anything, hello, Joyce.
I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay, because some people will call and say, oh, Nigerians have short memory. Some months back, I listened to the president. He's going to stop insecurity by December. Even Mungunu, the security advisor, said they would deal with all these talks, any politician using the giving warning, strong warning. Even the INEC chairman said, no matter what, that election must hold. Today you have turned on. You hear that moment that's the.
So what do you have to say about INEC's concerns?
Look, Joyce, INEC, they are not the security agent. Let the security people come and tell us. It's not INEC who tell us that because of insecurity they will not hold election. Where is the chief of staff? Where are the security chiefs? Where are all of them? DSS, like somebody mentioned. Why must he be INEC?
Okay, thank you.
Hey man, they should ask him question now, Joyce. Nobody's asking that question. You said December you will flush all this in away, and we're still in for the past 8 years this thing has been going on. Why now?
Questions we don't have answers to. Thank you very much for calling. You're on the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. It's Open Thought Tuesday. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ma.
Good to have you here. My name's Joyce. What's yours?
Another year don't come again. With another new dance and another new story. Radio station for Nigeria now job like another country for inside Nigeria. Because I don't see where radio people go, they see waiting there happen, they suffer. Where will they see for Nigeria? We go see they talk like this.
What's your
point? No, I don't feel better. We start where we are now. They listen to this conversation. Like, it gets me so. It breaks me.
Why? But why though? Why are you offended? Why are you
okay,
offended?
Okay, if I then postpone the election now, the same worry go see they continue to stay for the seats. See Gary for market. We don't feel chop. Christmas, I saw Gary. So I don't know why registration keep doing this to us.
No, you can't blame.
Unborn children, they listen.
Yeah, hold on a second. We're only reporting the news. What are you mad about? Do you understand? We're only messengers. You can't afford to, like, why are you mad? What exactly? I think I can understand the frustration, but not at us. We're reporters. We're the messengers. We're just telling you the news, and we're trying to get your opinion. And so it's not intelligible that you would be mad at the messenger. We're just a conduit. We're a channel for reportage. So what's... Okay, don't get mad. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Pardon? The volume of your radio set. Your stuff isn't clear. The connection isn't clear. Please call back. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. My name's Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. A message here worth reading. Good afternoon. Regarding postponements of elections that INEC has talked about, my people have an adage that says a woman will not say child delivery is painful, so for that reason she will not give birth again. If we're considering insecurity being the reason why elections will be postponed, the truth is that the elections will never hold. Okay, error. There has been insecurity and there will continue to be insecurity. So security apparatus should provide adequate security for the electorate, INEC personnel, ad hoc staff, INEC facility. And this is Freeman from Ikorodu. Thank you very, very much. Good afternoon. My question is, if INEC is alleging fears and are considering postponing elections, how sure then is INEC that security situation in the country is going to improve anytime soon? Or is there going to be no elections if things remain like this? Sensible question. Thank you. Celestine from Ekpe, the Sunny Side. I think I can afford a conversation before the news. Hello, good afternoon. Conversation. Your Nigeria Info. Welcome. On the Sunny Side, it's Open Thought Tuesday. Good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Yes, good to have you here. You have about a minute.
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
You see, I keep saying this. There is nothing that INEC cannot do. They know, even if they said, the BFC is all available, you can't change their plan. So if they really, really want to conduct fair and fair election, there is nothing that will stop them. They have a long time to do that. Why are they complaining now? Let them postpone election. They know what they are looking for. That's all.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. All right. We are off on a break. We'll be right back to bring to Vaughn. What are we bringing them? What are we bringing?
The news updates.
Okay. That's good then. Lagos, Nigeria, you heard it. Stick around for the update next. All right, so I have a message here. The headline, when I read it yesterday, it almost made me laugh. Maybe I actually did laugh inside. I have a message here, and it's worth sharing. He says, "Hello, Joyce. For the election to be postponed, it means none of the people will get paid. Buhari, National Assembly members, and all their allowances will be suspended because this is a game plan for extension of their stay." Yeah. What's that song again by Lamar? If there's any justice in the world. Yeah, probably. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome. It's 3 minutes past 1 p.m. It's Open Thought Tuesday, and so your thoughts are exactly the game plan today. We're following through on what would be new fears. Yeah, now aired by INEC. They say that as much as they would love to give the nation a free, fair, and credible election, the National Independent Electoral Commission has again raised fresh fears that the forthcoming general election faces serious threat of cancellation and postponement if security challenges across parts of the country fail to improve. Well, it does quite appear that you understand it, except you don't want to agree with it. We'll find out on the show. Open Thought Tuesday on Nigeria Info. Welcome to radio. What's your name?
Hello, John.
Yeah, welcome. Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
Good afternoon. All right, so, Joyce, what's the best way to deal with a problem is not to go to the source of the problem.
It depends on who you're asking. At this point, we take it that some people have a different approach.
All right, so this is the thing. This government knows, they know, okay, there was a time they brought out information that they know the people who sponsor kidnapping, terrorism, and all that. Mm. So if you know these people, you can't even bring them or shame them.
Shame.
At least to start from somewhere.
Shame.
Now, I want to say something. There's an agenda. I think many of these things are happening. Some government officials sponsor these things, and even the government said attest to that from what they said the other time. So don't be surprised where this kidnapping is even government-sponsored, not the government, maybe some section or somebody in the government, like they offend it. So I want to say, don't be surprised when these kidnappers will come and say, oh, this is our demands. We want this new Naira notes, because that's the agenda from the government who has sent them. So they begin to bring narratives that the government...
Wait, go back a second. You're thinking people are kidnapped because of the new Naira notes?
I'm just saying that there's an agenda. Many of this kidnap is done by, sponsored by government officials. Even the government attests to me the other time.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with the... So what has that got to do with the gist of the matter? Now, INEC is saying... I mean, INEC is independent of all of this. Fair say. So
INEC is independent, but still dependent on the government.
Yeah, so where does it leave the people?
Well, that's the issue now.
Well, that's a conversation.
Yeah,
so should the people
the only
support INEC?
With the government. The government needs to do something
and the
about
government?
Those who sponsor these things, and then we can have a free, fair election. The government knows what to do. That's my point.
Thank you.
But they refuse to do it.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, it's very interesting to see the development as we have it today in Nigeria, where you'd know you'd have your independent electoral commission say something like, we are planning an election, but you see in some areas where there are security issues, we're really reconsidering having elections there. And if you think about it, why should we have elections in some areas and not have in others? He actually did say, we can't even declare election results. But also, there is a potential for this to precipitate constitutional crisis. And goodness, it sounds as though we have a bowl of problem in our hands. So let's talk. Welcome to the show. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Can you hear me? Make it back. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you.
We're not going to get up.
Oh, heaven, please. The Sunny Side, welcome. My name's Joyce. What's yours?
Hello.
Hello. Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
This is Joyce.
Welcome, Joyce.
My own is this. I thought this government said they don't have issues with insecurity again. So if the INEC is saying this, that means what it was in 2014, 2015 is now far worse than it used to be. Because if Jega could hold election when we're having suicide bombers, when we're having territories, I mean, local government areas being taken over by Boko Haram, and right now, when this present government is saying they don't have security issues, that means they are contradicting themselves. So, Lai Mohammed is supposed to have come out now to say who told him we have security issues. Isn't it? Because they were when you actually say, "Oh, it is better than it used to be before," that what we have is just a little. They no longer take over, you know, local government. And now Mahmoud is now worried. You know, I'm not doubting his own concern, but my issue is what his concerns are is contradicting what this present government is.
What the government
saying.
Is saying. Oh, that's a point.
Yeah. So my own, what I'm even more. My own issue with INEC right now is people getting their PVCs. Let everybody get that. Because as it is, a lot of people are not even getting their PVCs. So that one is even one that's even giving more concerns. No, let it be somewhere how they can send you SMS. It's never that they get SMS that your PVC is ready. So when you have your SMS, you just go to local government. See, I was sent by INEC. It is here. Give me. Do you understand?
Yeah, I get your
they
point.
They don't have any choice to tell you, oh, come today, come tomorrow, come next week, come over, whatever. So that's what my concern is. If for a security issue, I don't know. The government say we don't have issues, so they shouldn't even postpone it. We don't have issues with security. Lai Mohammed, was the other spokesperson again of Buhari, they all say security now is top-notch. They have done, in fact, better than what the previous government has done.
Okay.
So that shouldn't be an excuse. The concern now is people getting their PVCs. That's what they should just throw their energy at.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We're talking about INEC's concerns. Now, remember, it's only a concern, meaning that the elections will probably go as planned, except maybe in the event that something is so concerning that it's better to be safe than sorry. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Given the concern or new fears raised by INEC, what do you say? Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to interrupt you. Your line isn't clear. You'd have to call back.
Hello?
I can hear you, but it's not clear. So we're getting this interruption from the wave. I'm not sure why. Please call
back. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. It's just not clear.
Hello?
Okay, let's try. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm sorry. It's bad. It's really bad. Please call back.
Hello?
No, I'm sorry. Please call back. I know you might say it's a little difficult to get through, but please try. That's better than the disruption. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello. I'm with you.
Yeah. Josh, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah. Yes. This is the barista Peter Oko.
Okay.
I'm calling from Mende, Maryland.
All right.
Yeah. Let me wish you Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. Thank you.
Yeah. You see, if you ask me, INEC is stating what is obvious, or what you might call a hidden agenda. Anybody that is normal, any Nigerian that is normal, that condition is stable.
A non-maniac. A non-maniac. I think that's what you mean.
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that going ahead with the election under this situation, it is more like a people that have decided to commit collective suicide.
Oh.
Because, yes, it is very obvious that this country is very close to Bermuda Triangle. And instead of force to try to restructure the country, reduce our cost of governance and everything, we say we are doing election. Election to what? The politicians are coming in to steal more money. So where is the money they are going to steal? Our debt profile is 77 trillion naira. And the previous government left, was 26 trillion when they left governance. Between that time and now, the present government has accumulated debt up to 77 trillion. What are we going to use to pay it? And the politicians are coming. Security is woeful. The Buhari government is supposed to be general in the army, and he cannot guarantee us security. Is it a Tinubu, Atiku, and Obi that is going to guarantee us security? So if you ask me, we should not do any election. We should restructure first. This country is not going to make it if we do another election. That's my contribution.
Thank you very much for calling. Yes. I do appreciate it. Well, some of you might be persuaded by that argument. Let's hear your views on the Sunny Side. It's Open Thought Tuesday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, this is Timothy.
Welcome, Tim. Good to have you here.
Please, I don't want to revise it back. I need the name of that man that one of the press interview early morning between 3 a.m. to 2 a.m. Honestly, I must say, thank God it was early morning, not afternoon, harsh afternoon like this. The man is not encouraging Nigeria. The way he counterbalance the question, in fact, sorry to say, the man lack manners.
Who are you talking? Excuse me. Who are you talking about? I'm sorry. Who are you referring to?
There was a press man that interviewed one man. I don't even know his name. This early morning, between 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Okay.
It's an APC something something. Why are you grabbing his name? I was annoyed. I had sleepless night after I've been enjoying this really.
Can we talk about the elections? Why are you offended?
It's not of the election, they are the rulers. I mean, the man, I went to his office and he welcomed in that manner. I mean, I'll do many things. Anyway, that is not the fact.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I want to advise Nigeria, you know, people we are dealing with, they are not happy. I don't know their anger. So my PVC will control their mentality. I mean, their characters. You see, they are not happy with us. Even this election that is coming, I don't think it will hold. Because I'm seeing scared. They are scared. They don't believe in themselves.
So are you also supporting INEC's concerns? You also share the same concern with
INEC? How can I support them?
Do you care enough to consider that INEC has a point?
There is no point. They don't have foundation. The foundation is not solid.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Hold on. INEC is saying that due to insecurity, elections may be postponed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So?
Meaning they don't believe they are safe. But it will hold.
Okay.
It will hold. I believe. It will hold.
All right.
God is in control.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
People need to flush. They are heartless.
Thank you very much for calling. I have a message here. And let's see. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Talking about INEC. Sorry, what did you say?
What is your name?
My name is Frank. Frank Azu, calling from Jakarta.
Thank you.
All right, so about the INEC boss, I don't think he have made any revelation that is like something new. No, every Nigerian should be expecting it. It's just that we kind of live in denial. We've seen this series of insecurity issues, like even the so-called the elites, senators being attacked, the common man being attacked, everybody is under attack. And today the INEC boss is saying, I'm sorry, I don't think I'll be able to have a general election because of this. So it should be expected. An elder statesman, I think Adebayo once said, look, there should be a form of interim government or something, because he doesn't see the election being held successfully. He said that a couple of months ago, and today we're like, shouting, no, come on. You should be fully expected. Now, this is 2023. I don't want to rant and cry. Let's be looking at the way forward. We must have elections. We should have elections. So what is the way forward? We already know the security guys are overstretched. But we also found out that the previous state election that was held is kind of been successful because most of the security guys were deployed there to maybe one state or Ogun state or Ekiti and Anambra. So they had focus, on them, and it was successful in terms of security. So what do we do here? Look at the hot spots that we have and leave those ones out and later have elections for them. We're not going to totally cancel the elections, but there are places that we actually know that these places are hot spots. Okay, you guys should hold on. Don't worry, we'll get back to you guys. Maybe 2 months later, when we've done for the peaceful sides, then the security guys cannot focus on them. The truth of the matter, what am I just trying to say? I'm just, my own simple opinion is we have insecurity issues. We already know the background on and the belly of it, bad governance and the whole stuff.
Yeah.
But we cannot be talking about all that now. We cannot be fixing all that now. But just about fixing the election, according to the INEC boss is first look at those places that, okay, if it is Imo State, this is it, you wait. We will handle you guys later and this and that. But the country just have to move forward.
Thank you. Nice talking with you this year. Thank you very much. Happy New Year to you too, and good luck. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. I have a message here. I think she's talking about Festus Keyamo, who was interviewed yesterday morning by Sheriff, and many people called in to complain about Keyamo's mannerisms. Is it? Oh, wait, people actually called in to complain about his manner? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. How you doing?
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah, this side of heaven. It's good to have you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon, what's your name?
Yeah, this is Francis from Wajegle.
Uh-huh, good. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, based on the complaint of INEC.
Concern.
I think in respect of what we are seeing in this present administration, we need to consider them. You see, like myself, if my daughter has to be, or my son has to be among those, the NYSCC, that the
personnel,
yes. Can't allow I can't allow any of my child to go to untroubled areas. Such as the INEC is talking about. The duty of the government is now to call the service chiefs to ask them, what are they saying concerning the security of the country? Are they ready for the election to hold? It is not the duty of the INEC. It is the duty of the security chiefs. Actually, they are concerned. Let them come and tell Nigerians that they are ready. Mm-hmm. Because the APC government, they promised that December 2022, that the issue of security will be taken care of and nothing like that will happen. Today, look at what is happening. So the INEC is concerned about the citizen, the people that's going to work with them. So it's what you are going to consider. It's not maybe because we are inquisitive for the country, for the election to hold.
Mm.
So these are the things you have to consider. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate your concern. I have a message here from Chris. Chris, your message is too long. I'm just going to do 1, 3, and 4. Even at that, it's still long. Let's begin. The kidnappers are demanding $620 million. Will it be cash or transfer? If it's cash, then what happens to the cashless police? Oh, will the law be suspended for this transaction? The president promised the entire Nigeria that insecurity will be over by December 2022. But to realize we're just starting is that not a scam and big lies to just push us to end of his tenure? Lastly, INEC and those who are voting are all in danger of insecurity. So if the voters are determined to vote, INEC should also do their own part. Thank you very much, Chris, from Allen. I do appreciate. It's a very complex situation, given that on one hand, people want a new government. I believe they want change. Others are actually concerned about insecurity, even though they want change. And so Nigerians must all decide. On Open Thought Tuesday, let's talk. Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. Hello.
Happy New Year, Joyce.
And to you too. Thank you. Yes. Tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Happy New Year, Shobi Kurodo.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Joyce, if you ask me, when you have leaders that we don't trust them, that is what you get. Even when there is a real issue, when there is red danger showing that, yes, there is a serious issue, people will not believe them because of trust. Joyce, for me...
Are you saying you don't believe that there is an insecurity problem?
Yes, there is. No, people will not believe the government that they don't have another mind towards the election.
Understand? Like a motive. Yes. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if the trust was there, even as INEC is crying that there is a red signal, there is danger somewhere, everybody will like, okay, it's true, let's walk towards it. Let's work the government. What there is no trust.
Okay.
Is INEC saying the truth? Yes. Look at what they are demanding on these people. 20 million per head in this hardship. How do we start? I don't pray for chaos that day. honestly, even me, I'm getting scared. It's a serious, in fact, let's begin to think how we're going to handle that day. I don't even want to imagine it. Eh? The country is not well.
All right.
It's not well. If they can even start doing the need for now that INEC has started calling, let them start now.
All right.
Before that day, they should start looking for, they should call themselves and see what they can do ahead.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate the sunny side. I think I can afford one more conversation before commercial break. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Can you hear us? Can you hear me? No. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. I'm going to have to go to... hello, who's here?
Hello, Joyce. Good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
Yeah. I'm calling from Michigan.
Welcome and thank you. What's your name? Go ahead.
Yeah.
We have a minute and a half.
So, anyways. All right. Reason why I do not blame INEC for what they're saying, because it's actually true that insecurity is high in Nigeria and it's going to affect a lot of people.
Yeah.
But why is the insecurity so high? There is no swift justice. Because if there was swift justice and these perpetrators are executed once they are caught, you don't have to take the long route. Once you are doing this into this kidnapping of a thing, let it just be swift. That's one thing Nigerians do. There's one thing Nigerians do a lot. They're suffering, but they don't want to die. It's going to deter a lot of future kidnappers who want to go into this as a lucrative business. Look at the Kuje prison break. Nobody's been held accountable. No accountability in everything anybody does. So everybody's free to do as they like. So once the justice is swift, it's going to reduce the amount of people who want to go into this business as a form of livelihood. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. We will be back. Do not go anywhere. My name's Joyce.
You are listening to Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good afternoon, Joyce. The INEC boss is acting the script, if I can say. The outgoing administration are complicit to the unrest to frustrate election. Perhaps to cover their track, because the new electoral law is seemingly a game changer. My view is all patriotic citizens be committed to troop to the poll. We must retrieve our country. Civil society organization need to begin to engage this administration to adhere to the electoral calendar and leave the stage. My dear, the entire nation is psychologically traumatized, to say the least. Thank you for a rich discussion. Timi Dayo Edumu Lagos. The psychologically traumatized part. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Let's see who's here. Good afternoon to you. I'm not sure why. It does quite appear that this INEC conversation has only just informed lengthy WhatsApp messages. I like it when it's three sentences. Just kind of get to the point and leave it there. Nobody can... What is gay longer? I think you have an error in your message. Are you talking about gays or... Nobody can stay... Look, I'm not sure where I'm going to get it wrong, so I'll leave it altogether. Joyce, if INEC postponed the election, they should extend registration and collection of PVC too. And Buhari and APC should vacate and hand over to interim governance based on when the regain strategy will be completed, period. Rosaline E. Rosaline regain strategy? What do you mean? Thank you for your message. The sunny side. On this kidnapping issue, where are all the aerial drones the police keep saying they have acquired? Even if it's not doing the job, why can't they even pretend to show it even works? Wait, is this the same thing? I mean, you're saying the same thing. Even if they don't know how to use it, or even if it doesn't work, it's the same thing, right? Okay, you say it's all a scam. I was hearing the security agents are closing up on the kidnappers in the bush, only to wake up and hear they are demanding 620 million naira. Fred, thank you very much for your message. I think we can all collectively agree that the issue of insecurity in Nigeria has the shadow of hell around it. Because one would think, well, if it's a problem, fix it. And then we have been on this conversation for the longest time, only to realize it's not even as simple as finding a solution and fixing it. It's so webbed in. It's like something has to give for Nigeria to be at peace again. Between here and that heaven, well, you have Nigeria Info and Open Thought Tuesday to talk about it. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. The volume of your radio set. Can you hear us?
I can hear you very clearly.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead. Tell us your name.
Yeah, my name is Segun for this program's sake. I just want to... What INEC is saying...
Yeah.
...is practical enough. Yeah. Fortunately, I work with one of the security agents, and we just lost about 7 officers. By time, officers are dying. Some are even leaving the job, not minding what is happening presently. Now, during election, you cannot even come with a weapon. And these politicians they are putting everything in place to make sure the election does not hold. And the people, security agents, are supposed to even head up to protecting lives and property are not safe even as present. For example, now, look at the East. I don't know how many local governments can conducively conduct election.
Oh, God, I didn't want to interrupt you. So, one, you say you're security personnel, and I wanted to ask you some questions, and I've lost you. I do not know if you would please call me back. I would thoroughly appreciate it. And thank you. And I really think it's okay to be anonymous, as long as your character is solidified. Well, I'd like to know what you think about security from your perspective as a security person. Thank you very much for calling, by the way. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello. All right, so let's quickly go to WhatsApp. Again, I called this station 5 months ago telling you I don't see this election holding come 2023, and I am still standing on it because the APC government is bad. All right. Well, it's worth keeping up hopes. Well, I would say yes, it's worth keeping up hopes, because remember, INEC is saying, well, it's only a concern. So chances are, come the day we have to go out and vote, you would still be able to peacefully go out there and vote. But if the clouds change and there's a sign in the sky, or better put, there's a sign, yeah, on the ground, and men have to retreat, well, yeah, it might not happen that day. It could be postponed. And many people are just tired that they want change desperately. It's hard to say what and how this story develops. And so all we just have to do by way of being a radio station is follow a developing story and give it to you as we get it. And for now, INEC is a little concerned about insecurity, and they feel that there could be need to postpone elections. In fact, they say cancel and postpone. Not sure the future date, but when we have it, you'll know. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. I'm with you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just say, when we talk to you, we are asking, when you discuss about the issue of police, I told you that the best thing is not about trying to retrain the police officers. That the institution is where the problem lies. Mm-hmm. Now, you see how it is going. If I go on, my name is Dibwe Victor.
Okay.
You see how it's going. Somebody said, like, the same people who created insecurity are the same people who are manipulating the whole thing. And that is the pure truth. We can never continue like this. What is happening in the essence of election holding and not holding? I think in 2014, when Jonathan was contemplating to postpone the election with 2 months, it was like the whole planet will fall on top of Nigeria. That why must you say that? Election must hold. If it doesn't hold, that means it's an anarchy. Now, the same people who use all sorts of propaganda and blackmailing to cause that government are the same people who are trying to, most times they try to make our water down our mindset by either using fake prophets to prophesy that social thing will happen or the other one will happen. They will test our mind and test our resolve to know how we will feel when they eventually carry out what they plan to do. Now they are using the INEC now to tell us that election will not hold. The INEC they call independent is not independent in any way.
Okay, hold on. You seem to be implying that there isn't much of a security problem enough to cause a deferring of the election date.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. In 2015, I think there were some in the northern region, there were some local governments that were occupied by the insurgents. Wow. And it was said that based on the stipulation of the constitution that election must hold in all regions of the country simultaneously. But based on the fact that Jonathan Pacific from the angle that election will not hold the other in some places, therefore is better if it's postponed and the issue of security will be restored to those places before election will hold. But they saw it from the angle that he must not say anything like that. Now it is the same issue that are implying. So I think we are better off in the situation of having the election than how we had it then, because there is no territory that we can say that these people are holding us as of now. So I don't see any reason for any justification of anybody postponing the election with 1 week or anything, because if you say you want to postpone the election because of insecurity, that means you are telling us that election will never hold forever. If it takes a man to rehearse madness for 20 years, how many years will he live to practice the madness? If we want to postpone election for a quick number of time, that means election will never hold again in Nigeria. It must hold, though I'm not an advocate of the election, but it must hold for those people who want to see how it goes. Let it hold and let the result. Thank you very much, Joyce.
Thank you very much for calling. I have a question here, and I'm hoping it's not to me. Good afternoon, Joyce. Anthony, you say, if they succeed in deferring the election, what is the guarantee that the new scheduled date will be without security issues? Good question.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Well, yeah, a good question indeed. The answers, I don't know. And honestly, I doubt INEC holds those answers. Remember, INEC is only trying to probably be accountable, one hand, to give you complete, accurate, and valid votes. And by every measure of observation, they need to do that under conditions that are quite conducive to enable them do their job. And I'm not sure whether many of you have considered the position of INEC. You see that? So there is the voter's perspective, and then there is INEC's perspective. Well, I'll hear from you. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome. Good afternoon to you. How are you? The volume of your radio
set. Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Happy New Year, my mentor. Jonah is speaking from Igbo.
Welcome, it's good to have you here, Jonah.
Yeah, Auntie Joyce, my question to federal government concerning this election, is there any state in this country, in this 36 state that we have in this country, that has a proper good security? I see none. Even this Lagos state that we are claiming that Lagos state is the most secure state in Nigeria now. Yesterday, people, there were insecurity problems happening in mainland around 7 up. So we don't want to hear, since when they start this election thing in Nigeria, there is no election that has happened without insecurity in it. So we don't need to hear any story. Election must be continued. We don't want to hear stories that they postpone. We don't want to hear it. We will do it.
Thank you.
You understand?
All right.
Please, you people should tell them to continue. We don't want to hear say they want to postpone this thing.
All right.
We don't want that manipulation.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I have a message here from Baba Ibrahim Ikorodu. He says, I believe elections will hold. Well, thank you very much for your optimism. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side. We'll have a few more minutes, actually. We have a recorded program at 2:15. And this is a good time to let you know that there would be... I'm just going to will this and say that we would have this conversation from now till 2:15. And after 2:15, there would be a recorded program that'll take us to 2:30. And at 2:30, another recorded program that takes us to 3 o'clock when the sun sets. So remember, we're 99.3 Nigeria Info, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Open Thought Tuesday, Nigeria, and let's see. Yeah. Have you successfully collected your PVCs? That's also necessary, and I think it's worthy of mention to say, please go get your PVCs. That's your part. Yeah, you go, you get your PVC, you hold on to it, then come election day, whether it's today or tomorrow, you are ready to vote. Do not let something get in your way. And worse, don't get in your way. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Your voice is bad. I think you have a cold. Okay. I can.
Yeah. This election of a thing.
Mm-hmm. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Nnamdi Onyebunawodu.
Thank you.
Yeah. If INEC wants to postpone this election, can they postpone it under whether 1 month, 2 months, and let everybody do this election online?
Oh.
If they can do it, and say, okay, myself personally, I'm not asking the federal government or INEC to give me one air. I have something that can do that this election can be done online under 1 month before the election day. If they can give me that opportunity, they just do it online if they are safe.
What about the rural areas? What about the rural areas, the hinterlands, where you might not have sophisticated internet connection?
Joyce, I'm pleading for them to give me 1 month, just 1 month from now. Their own is February 26th. And 1 month from now is not up to that January 6th, February 26th. To give me 1 month from now, whether rural area or anywhere, we'll get this election done online.
How are you going to do without resource?
See, can that opportunity be given to me to do it? I'm not asking them to give me money. Whatever they have already, the machine, whatever they have, we'll get this election done. But if they refuse to do it that way online, that means if this government started lying from the 2015 and they want to end up with lies, so they should continue lying. They are deceiving themselves. The people I'm afraid of, I'm thinking of the youth copper that is ready to die for people that for something that they don't know about. They want to sell all these innocent 17, 21 years old children to go and stand on the queue, say they are the copper. Give them. When they join, if they want to delay the election, they can get it done. Under this thing, they are just trying to manipulate what they are thinking of. I don't want to call before. I'm feeling so bitter at whoever.
Oh.
And another thing again, this radio station, you people say you are the messenger. Yes, you are the messenger. But when will you people give us opportunity to speak our mind? Not saying like, especially we say in the Wazobia and Solidate, don't insult anybody. These people, they're not insulting us.
Yeah, but you see,
when people give us that, if it's for us to pay for that particular time on the radio station, that this particular time is the time of hate speech, let us speak out.
Yeah, but you see, we cannot allow or promote hate speech. We can't be seen to.
We cannot allow.
Exactly.
Government. But the previous government, is it not hate speech they used to enter this government?
I understand your rage, but you see, we have to be neutral and we have to convey your opinions in the most professional way as possible.
It is.
Thank you. The sunny side. Wouldn't it be crazy if someone paid airtime just to curse someone else out? You could do that on the blogs, right? But you couldn't do that on radio. 99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Open Thought Tuesday. Hey, human.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, what I can see that these kidnappers or Boko Haram, the present government seems to be backing them. Hence, no one of them have been persecuted.
Some have been arrested.
Give her the list of those sponsoring the Boko Haram. Mm. They were not brought out to the open to Nigeria.
Okay.
And then one of the person that they say is giving the arms or sponsoring the Boko Haram, he's the only one that was left with the electricity.
Hello? I think I lost you. Hello, the sunny side. I need to read this message here. He says, Joyce, we're quick to apply what is happening in other countries or other parts of the world when it comes to collecting money from us. If they allow us to vote with emails and other medium, we won't be talking about insecurity. Ife from Ikeja. Thank you, Ife. So I guess this is someone else who believes that INEC should kind of structure the voting system where people can freely vote online. Well, I don't know that INEC is ready for that. But thank you. That's actually a very good idea. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. Lost your make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
Afternoon.
My lady.
Am I?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Omeka Jones.
Thank
you. You've been avoiding me since New Year Day. Finally, I've got you.
Sounds like
you see my number, you purposely avoid it. No problem.
Wow.
I'm through now. So, on the insecurity.
Exactly.
Some people feel to understand that Mahmood is independent. INEC is independent.
Mm.
He's under no obligation to take any instruction from any person.
Mm.
He is thinking about his staff and the security of the citizens
mm-hmm.
that are going to vote. And moreover, he has some terrorists in his, the Nigerian government. They have some terrorists, like the IPOB leader there, Nnamdi Kanu is there, and some other people.
Are you saying he's a terrorist?
Hello, IPOB is a terrorist. That shouldn't be a breaking news.
Hold on, you're saying Nnamdi Kanu is a terrorist?
Hello, I think he's the leader of IPOB, or is he denying
has he,
it?
Has he been charged with terrorism?
He's under, but this group is a terrorist group, right?
Well, yeah, IPOB has separated.
So,
excuse me. IPOB has separated themselves from the unknown gunmen. So I think
is Nnamdi Kanu a leader of IPOB?
Has the government found him guilty of terrorism?
He's still in the court now.
You haven't answered the question. So it's an ongoing case. Oh, excuse me, please. It's an ongoing case, right? So let's be fair. So when the government finds him guilty of terrorism, then you could freely reference him as such.
But the group
excuse me,
is a terrorist
in the
group.
Hold on. I'm not about to negotiate your sentiment. In the absence of that, you would not do that on radio.
I don't see any basis. When the people kill INEC staff.
My point is,
and they'll be talking about Fulani people. What about the people that kill INEC staff?
I get it. So my point is IPOB has said that they are not the unknown gunmen.
They are not the unknown gunmen.
Excuse
people that
me.
Were speaking in their
I will no longer have this conversation with you. I think you should moderate your opinions well enough to manage what might be pending truth, anti-truth, or at least truth to be founded. And until you have the patience to be able to do that, I will not have a conversation with you. The volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, I beg. There are some people that you don't need to listen to. You just call them off.
Well, I thought he sounded like a person who had a solid mind. So I was, of course, going to respect that.
So, talking to INEC have no any right one bit to even say that they will postpone this election. Because how many weeks or almost will they put in place? What measure can they put in place when they postpone the election that they cannot do now? At least we have up to 45 days.
Yeah, that's exactly what I tried to say earlier on. Like, the problem of insecurity is not so straightforward. So if
insecurity stop in 3 months' time,
so what's your point?
Will it stop in 4 months' time? If they say we should give them 6 months, because they know that there is insecurity in all over the country before they put 25th February to be the door of the election, they know too well. So telling us that they will postpone the election unless there is something they are not telling us, because they know that even if they say this election will happen next 10 months, there will still be insecurity. So anything that they want to do in that few weeks or a month, they start doing it now, because there's nothing that they tell us that the election will postpone and this, that they cannot do now.
Thank you very much for calling. We're off on a break. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We're Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. To 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Open Thought. And yes, glory to Nigeria. We need courage to be that Nigeria.
You are listening to Open Thought on the sunny side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Welcome to the show. A few more messages and we have 10 minutes left on this particular conversation. Remember, I did say that there would be a pre-recorded program for 15 minutes. And then at 2:30, another recorded program on the sunny side. I would love to check out WhatsApp. I have friends who have left me their thoughts. And let's begin with Etim Godwin, who says, I believe that election will hold, but what can Lai Mohammed say this time? This current dispensation is a shame after promising Nigerians heaven on earth. Now the reverse is the case. Thank you very much for your message. You say, this is John from Victoria Island. He says, it's a curse to be Nigerian. Take it or leave it. INEC has just stated the obvious. Kuje jailbreak, no head rolled. Sponsors of Boko Haram mentioned no head rolled. It's a curse to be Nigerian. Very pessimistic thing to say, but I think I understand the pain with which that's shared. Wisdom says, I feel like this is a topic that needs the entire nation to gather and sit down to discuss. Local government by local government. Listening to the callers so far, I think there's need for the election to go on, because if that doesn't happen, know that 2023 is gone. Speaking of insecurity, we all know that during any elections in Nigeria, there must be death news. So even it might look more dangerous now, it has to happen. So a new government would change things for us. Thank you, Wisdom from Ikbaja. All right, I'll go to the telephone lines here. Afternoon to you, your Nigeria Info.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, this is Francis from VI.
Okay, welcome, Frank.
Yes, even in America, talking about the INEC, even in America, when the election took place, there was an insecurity. They were battling Al-Qaeda and the rest of them.
Who's that? America?
I mean, yes, there was an insecurity.
That's not your example.
And the election still goes on. So what is INEC telling us? The honest truth is this, Joyce. APC knows very well that the larger percentage of Nigerians have rejected them and we are ready to remove them from the office. So they are trying to perfect their plan on how to manipulate the system. And that's why they're telling us there's an insecurity.
When you headline your arguments with that statement, is it also because you suppose that there is not insecurity, or there isn't enough insecurity to warrant a postponement?
2011, 2015, 2019, there was an insecurity in the land, and the election took place. So what is APC telling us?
All right.
Election must go on.
Thank you.
It's not try it.
Thank you. So maybe we should do this, and I think it should come from me. This thing where we try to compare ourselves to America politically. Well, so if you... let's see, how am I going to put this? If you follow political history, America writes the script for the world. At least they're a major script writer for what unfolds in worlds about you. So I would also say that maybe the last 1 month, particularly since Elon took over, Elon's been trying to release something called Twitter Files, and here they actually accused the US government of working with Twitter to oppress news, suppress a certain narrative, and give life to another kind of narrative. Now, actual doctors were saying that Twitter used bots, you know, like machines. So, yeah, that's what we'll call it, the bots, right? to drive narratives, and those bots had actual human profiles but were not necessarily humans, and they were just pushing propaganda, or say they were pushing the narrative that needed to be pushed. And that's on Twitter, by the way. And yes, if you're wondering, Elon Musk thinks that Fauci should be sent to jail. Isn't it hilarious what your news is made of? So now we have to reference Elon, not because he's newsworthy, but because he owns Twitter. And if it's on Twitter that tick, that blue tick thing, it has a sense of credibility. And it's not just Elon now. All the doctors, by the way, a group of doctors actually sued a particular government, the US government, for denying them the free will to treat COVID with a particular type of drug. The same drug that got bad press. You know that drug that, what's his name, Trump said was... Okay, good. No, I'm not trying to make this a COVID situation. But yeah, the doctors took the government to court, saying that the court find guilty these government officials who insisted that they don't treat COVID with a certain type of drug. And the doctors, according to their own arguments, say that the drugs were found to have been effective for the treatment of COVID. It's not my view. It's on social media. Just go there. So I think I'm saying this, that I think I'm saying that to say that America is a light. I don't know if you want that to be your light. America is an example. I don't know if you want that to be an example. Our democracy is in our hands, and we alone can define it. Otherwise, someone else is going to write your script. The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello.
The volume of... You know what?
Afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Yomi from Ikwaja.
Thank you.
On February 25th, 2023, election will come and go. And APC will win resoundingly. Then this station has turned itself to Radio Biafra and Biafra.
Oh, don't be silly. Well, look, I think you're getting tired. But you should be able to structure your thought. At least do the good job of thinking accurately. Hello, welcome to the show. What's your name? The volume of your something.
This hexagon, Joyce.
Hexagon, thank you. I am.
Okay. Well, in as much as I'm concerned, the election should hold, and I as a person and the people of a right mind, we support the
INEC,
the government to hold the election. Having said that, before I do join, I would like to get one record straight. See, I don't know if I should say this because of you, but for myself, I will tell you that I am a proud IPOB member, and we
hold on a second, please. Stop. No. Let's not do that. I don't want to give life to whatever might be regarded as either propaganda or give voice to an aspect of society where the federal government of Nigeria still needs to... I think the argument needs to be evened out. And this is not against you or for you. It's just to say that I would not allow there be a conversation around who or what as far as a sect of society goes. We would only have conversation, particularly as has been the... particularly if it's the conversation on ground, we would only have conversations around the topic. Anything besides that will not be tolerated. And to be fair, it's not even necessary. Right? Good. Oh, hallelujah. It's a good time to say we're off on a break. The Sony Side. My name's Joyce. It's 14 minutes past 2 p.m. A recorded show, and after that, another recorded show. So maybe I should tell you here that the sun sets. My work is almost partially done, but I'll be here till 3. Don't go around.